are listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast.
Community with it, besides setting up more events like the one we went to tonight, where, you know, in a sense, you know, you're giving everybody the chance to find the resource that they need to maybe overcome their addiction,
you know. Yeah, I mean, I guess like how I would put it into terms is, I mean, you can always like hand out a pamphlet, or like if you do like events like, you know, the one that Aries Foundation does, you just kind of, you know, share information on it, you know, talk to the community, you know, talk to the young kids, and kind of like spread the word on, you know, like on how other ways like we can, you know, I guess get our fix. Like, I don't even know if that sounded correct, but like, you know, like we're always chasing like a void, like we're chasing something to take us away from reality. And, you know, we need to get to a point, especially in 2021, where we're not escaping the present moment, or we're not escaping our realities, but we're more in tune with, you know, being in the present and being in tune with like our emotions, and not having to, you know, pick up a drink to void that feeling that we're having, or, you know, not having to pick up a blunt, or, you know, pick up a stick to snort, or, you know, however ways, you know, this drug is consumed, but find other healthy ways like to, you know, increase, you know, our thoughts and like be in tune with our thoughts. And then at the end of the day, you know, just educate one another on, you know, how dangerous this drug is and how poisonous and detrimental it is to our bodies. But I mean, and this is, I'm not speaking out of like, you know, academic resources or anything. I'm just speaking from what I've been seeing, how I kind of like grown up and like watched, and, you know, but like in 2021, like from my personal opinion, like people are like just disconnected. Like, we are becoming more disconnected as a humanity to be more connected, you know, to like technologies, or be outside of like reality, you know what I mean? And we need to get more into the headspace of becoming more connected with one another, being more connected, you know, with the present moment and ourselves, instead of trying to constantly, you know, take away from that. And that could be, like I said, like with technology, it could be with drugs, it could be with anything. Like, you know, we're always chasing something else instead of just calming down and just chilling out, you know what I mean, and not using a substance or using something to take away from that present moment. And so I probably went on like a whole rant. Oh, like goodness. When I think of like drugs, and like I think of, you know, people becoming hooked and like, you know, consumed with all of this stuff, like it's evident that we don't know how to be comfortable with being present, or like we don't know how to be comfortable with being social or being connected with, you know, humans. You know, it's a lot of it has to do with like social media, and like,
people are just caught up in their own lives where they're just
disconnected
from their community, even when they live in those communities and they see the community getting destroyed and getting ran down. You know, they still stay disconnected, and mm-hmm. you know, that's why you'll see a lot of people judge these folks, you know, that are struggling. I sometimes when I go on social media, I see like videos of them, somebody recording somebody that's really messed up on drugs, and, you know, the people are obviously doing stupid shit on camera, but mm-hmm. and they post that shit as a joke, and it's like, damn, that can be somebody's cousin, that can be somebody's sister or mother. Like, you don't know who that person is. It could be that we could know somebody that's struggling just like that, and it's only because they don't know who to reach out to, or they don't have those resources to try to get that help that, you know, everybody just laughs and points and thinks it's a joke. And it's like, man, that person right there is really, really struggling. And instead of us trying to help that person, you know, we're laughing at it, you know.
Yeah, and you know, like that's a big reason why, like I said, I have a big project that I want to do with, you know, just, you know, cutting hair all around the community. But that's definitely like one of the things, like, is to connect, you know, the homeless community with with, you know, people who are not in the homeless community, you know, one community with another community, you know, like, the thing that I always think about is, you know, imagine being a student or, you know, a person who lives in Tempe and you constantly see, you know, homeless person A, right? You don't say nothing to that person, but you see them damn near every single day. Well, at what point are you going to, you know, hop over and be like, hey, what's up? I'm so-and-so. You know what I mean? Because there's still people too. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's been like such a shade on, like, you know, people who get, you know, abused drugs, or like people who are in the homeless community, and like people are like afraid to talk to them. Like, I'm not saying like every, you know, homeless person or every person on drugs is safe to talk to or to be around, but I'm saying not everybody that's on the street is a bad person or a person to be scared of, because those are the dopest people I've ever talked to. Yeah. You know, some of them are woke as hell. Like, they know what's going on in the world that we live in today. You know what I mean? Like, they know a lot of knowledge about street drugs and, you know, how to be successful business people, and they just kind of got unlucky, you know? And the other thing is, too, is some people want to be on the street. Like, they don't want to be in, you know, the rat race to, you know, keep up with the Joneses, or, you know what I mean? Like, they're okay with being on the street. They're going to get their food or however way they get it, you know, it's survival, but they're content with not having to worry about, you know, all the extra baggage that, you know, a person who works has to worry about. You know what I mean? Like, and
one of my regular guests on this show is currently homeless, has been homeless for the last 32 years. And I've tried to, like, we've had deep conversations on trying to get him out of homelessness, and he's like, bro, I'm fine. Like, I've been here for this long and I've survived it and I'm used to this. This is where I feel my most comfortable. You know, he's an alcoholic, so he still uses alcohol. But I'm trying to get him into like more medical marijuana, to stop the alcoholism. It's a work in progress, but he's a dude, you know, like he's super smart, has a ton of experience. And not just that, I've spoken to so many people who are struggling with addiction and homelessness who are 1,000 times smarter than me. Like, and I'm just like, I'm blown away, because I'm just like, damn, like, I wish I can get you back to being that person. You know what I mean? Like,
definitely.
Like, it's nuts. It's bananas out there. Do you have a YouTube channel or anything like that?
Nah, I don't got none of that yet. I literally, you know, I just have Instagram, and I for the longest, I don't really like social media. Mm-hmm. I used to have it like a couple, it's probably like my fourth Instagram, but I used to have it when I was like younger, and then just kind of like being on it and like seeing the stuff that I see, like I'm just like not interested in it. I don't care about keeping up with what's hot, what's fashionable, who's the baddest out there, who's the most handsome. Like, I don't care about none of that stuff. I don't care about like the fashion stuff. I don't care about keeping up with the Joneses. In order to kind of like spread the word, or, you know, spread like what it is that, you know, I'm trying to do and like connect more people, I realized I had to have an Instagram. So I restarted my Instagram up. I have a Facebook right now. With the project that I do want to do, I will have to kind of like do like a YouTube channel, but I haven't like found a person who could do videography yet.
Are you talking to?
Yeah, hey, if you're it, like, I'm down to like collab and like get some.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I got a lot of ideas, but I just don't know how to, put it all in order. Like, so if I can have somebody who's more knowledgeable in that area, I would say, if I could sell ideas, I'd be a millionaire right now. But like, I'd be having a million ideas, but I ain't got the resources. But
we'll definitely talk off air and get some details. But yeah, I definitely want to definitely help you get that started and help. And like I said, I do outreach in the community, so you know, maybe we'll get something going where we can go do some outreach and you know, get some people some phones, maybe get some people in touch with some services and get them a haircut.
Definitely.
And you know, we'll get it popping and get that going. And I think you're the perfect person for it.
Hey, I'm with it, man. I'm tired of doing shit I don't want to do. You know, I think servitude is what I'm here for. That's my life's purpose. And that's what I want to do. I'm young enough to know that's what I want to do. I want to be in a community. I want to help out as much as I can. So yeah, I'm with it, man.
That's what's up. Well, y'all heard it first. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You want to shout out your Instagram and Facebook?
Yeah, my name is Paloma Anderson. You can find me on Facebook, and my Instagram is at @LaPaloma_cuttinghomies. It's like the only cutting homie, so I'm sure I'll pop up pretty quickly. But yeah, that's it. Thanks for the support, and yeah, hope to get things rolling, you know, pretty quickly and pretty soon.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna get rolling with that. Well, y'all heard it first. It's your boy Nasty Backpack. We out.